Today I'd like to focus on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6. And that is the origin of the diaconate, the deacons. And we see here in the Acts of the Apostles that the number of followers of Christ continued to grow more and more. And because of that, many people were unable to be reached. It says that some were complaining that some of the widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food and clothing. And so the apostles had to gather to help solve this problem. And the apostles said, it's not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. So the apostles were very busy preaching the word of God, saying mass, doing the sacraments, and they didn't have time to be able to reach all those who needed material things. And so they prayed, and they decided to create this diaconate, which is another degree of holy orders. And they said, brothers, select from among your group 7 reputable men, filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom, to be appointed to this task, so we could devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. That is the main function of a priest, is to pray, of course, to offer the mass, and the ministry of the word, to preach the gospel and to administer the sacraments. And so the proposal was accepted. So this is how the Holy Spirit was working. And so they all prayed, and then they chose 7 men. Of course, the most famous one was Stephen, the first martyr. He gave his life for Christ. He was stoned to death. He was a man filled with faith in the Holy Spirit. And it lists the other 6 men: Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, who was a convert. It says, they presented these men to the apostles, who prayed over them and laid hands on them. So you see this apostolic succession. Christ ordained the apostles. Now the apostles were ordaining these 7 men, not to the priesthood, but to the diaconate. There was a difference. They were not ordained to the priesthood. They were not ordained to say mass, hear confessions, or anoint the sick. They were ordained to the ministry of service. And so you see the laying on of hands. And because of this, the word of God continued to grow. It says throughout Jerusalem, throughout the whole area, and a large number of converts were made. So when we look at the diaconate, we remember that, as you know, in holy orders, there are 3 levels or 3 degrees. You have bishops, priests, and deacons. And the deacons are also ordained through the imposition of hands, but they're not ordained to the priesthood, but to the ministry of service. It says they are dedicated to the people of God. If you read the catechism, it says they're there to cooperate with the bishops and the priest to assist in the service of the liturgy, the preaching of the gospel, and works of Christian charity. When they are ordained by the bishop, the consecration prayer of deacons is, Lord, we pray, send forth upon them the Holy Spirit, so that by the grace of your 7 gifts, they may be strengthened by him to carry out faithfully the work of the ministry. So what can a deacon do? The catechism says, first, they can administer baptism, so they can do baptisms. Second, they can distribute the Holy Eucharist. They're called guardians and distributors of the Holy Eucharist. Next, they assist with marriages. They assist and bless Christian marriages, so they can witness marriages. They can bring viaticum to the dying, communion to the dying. They can proclaim the gospel. They can read sacred scripture in church, proclaim the gospel to the faithful. They can instruct and exhort the people. In other words, they can preach the word of God. And under the priest, they preside over the worship and prayers of the faithful. For example, they could do a communion service. And then they administer sacramentals, giving out rosaries, scapulars, miraculous medals, etc., so they can administer sacramentals of the church. They can bless holy water, they can bless religious articles and objects, and then they can officiate at funerals or burial services, to do wake services or go to the graveside and do that. And lastly, they help with the ministry to the poor. And don't forget that there are two different kinds of deacons. One is the permanent deacon. A married man can be accepted to the permanent diaconate, or the transitional deacon, who are on their way to becoming a priest. A transitional deacon is celibate because he's on his way to becoming a priest. A married man who becomes a deacon, if his wife dies, cannot remarry. You can become a permanent deacon if you are married, but if that wife were to die, you have to remain a celibate for the rest of your life. So that is the diaconate. We see the origin of it here in the Acts of the Apostles. We see how it grew out of this need to help the priest in administering the sacraments of, for example, baptisms, weddings, preaching the Word of God, and then especially to helping the needy and the poor.